So this is your opportunity, free of distractions, free of all the things you have to do, to come home to the spark of divinity within you. So I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the energy within your heart. And as you focus on the energy within your heart, let us extend that focus to be the space that exists around your heart. And as you focus on that space that surrounds your heart, you are reminded of an electromagnetic field that radiates well beyond the organ that is known as your heart. How big is your heart energy? How far does your heart energy reach? If you are in love with someone and they are far away on the planet, does your heart energy reach that person that you so dearly love? And if that love is reciprocated to you, how far does their heart energy reach across the planet and touch you? And so this is the internalness that exists within us, that is far beyond the 3D reality that we want to experience with our senses, our 3D senses. And yet, we have a multidimensional attribute within us that requires multidimensional senses to be able to perceive their effect. And one other way that we can perceive this effect is how we can feel the love that is radiating out. And so we can see and feel the effects of love, and it is generated from an internal engine within us. And so let this feeling, this connection with the internal engine of love, be your way of measuring things, if you will, of discerning things, if you will. And when you discern and feel and sense things using this engine of love inside you, that is when you connect in with the divine spark that is wanting to be found and to tell you you are dearly loved. And so from this place of being dearly, dearly loved, we want to continue the love wash with the entourage that comes through Lee, the entourage known as Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The topic at hand, the answer to the question, the meditation, it all is relative to what we are going to discuss. This is the third week, and the theme is evolution, really, and not simple evolution, it's consciousness evolution. Can you feel yourself intuitively changing in how you think and how you react? And the answer for many is yes. And the odd thing about that yes is they haven't necessarily been practicing it. It's simply starting to occur. If you are a light worker, someone who is watching this program, the complete one, you're probably aware we have spoken many times about the energy here on this planet, which is different. An energy which seems to be awakening many who are ready for it. More than just an awakening, this is what we told you might be coming. A time when human beings start to think differently. And against all odds, against what you see on the news, against that which is the common narrative of what you're being told, even by leadership, against that, you're starting to see more kindness. You won't necessarily find the news reporting this, dear ones. You're sensing it in others. You sense it with those around you, your neighbors, with those that you associate with. There's a more caring attitude. Something happens on the planet, whereas many years ago, you would pass over it and say, well, that's too bad. And now you're interested, you're praying, you're compassionate. You want to project the kindness and the peace to those who would need it. This is new. So this would be the third attribute in this series that we are giving about the kinds of evolution you can see taking place on the planet, both with yourself and with others. Now, we've told you in other channelings that this is something happening to the Earth, not just a small group of believers. It is happening universal. And so when you start to see this in your group, I want you to also be aware it's happening in some ways everywhere. People are starting to relate to one another in ways that they never have before. Now, in the last channel, we gave information, and it was like, how do you see other people? And is that perception of how you see them starting to evolve? And we gave you examples. We also kind of hinted at what this particular lesson would be. And here it is. It's the lesson, how are you perceiving, the question, how are you perceiving your reaction to other people? And the lesson, it's changing. Dear ones, the reaction to other people is one of the biggest ones that we have talked about for many, many years. But suddenly, it starts to be present with more than just a few. You're starting to have a much different reaction than ever before. And it goes against your training, your teaching. It goes against that is your programming. What I mean is this. When someone says something to you which is offensive or is confrontive or calls you a name, what is the initial reaction? What were you programmed to do? Programmed meaning the movies, the books, your parents, all the others. And that is to have a reaction, first of all, anger. Second of all, perhaps defensive, immediately trying to undo what was given to you. Even though those words didn't change you at all, somehow they did. Now we're starting to see something different. I invite you to follow the scenario I'm about to give you. And I've given it many, many times because this is one of the keys to seeing and learning and the lesson, I would say, of what's going on with you as an individual human who is evolving in consciousness. Have you found yourself lately not as affected when something like that might happen? It can happen in traffic, as you know. It can happen simply by going to a place where other people are, as you know. And what if something happens that would, what I call, push your buttons in the past, and suddenly you find those buttons either not there or what I would call softer? So rather than getting angry and thinking of a defense, immediately there is a pause. And sometimes you would say nothing. Sometimes you would say something that would completely disarm the situation. Sometimes you would be like disappointed or frustrated. But you wouldn't find anger rising up in you. You wouldn't find your face getting red or getting ready for a fight or any of those things that used to occur perhaps when you were just a little younger. Now, some would say that this is a product and a maturing of anybody and their age. It isn't, dear ones. The things that push your buttons are the things that push your buttons almost to the last breath, because that's the programming. And that's what you've done, and you know it. When you hear something you don't agree with, perhaps because you're of one political side, for instance, and then somebody else says something, immediately you'll have a reaction. What if that is also tempered? You think to yourself, oh, well, I should be mad right now, but I'm not. They can say what they want. It doesn't affect me. And I can say what I want. It doesn't affect them in a very kind way. We might even be able to talk about it. What a concept. It's doable, dear one. But the point is this. The buttons that you have, they're usually like right on your chest. So when somebody says something to you, it's almost like they reached out and pressed the button so that you will say something in defense or get angry. You know what I'm talking about. You all have them or have had them. Have you found that they are different lately? Have you found at least there might be a pause before you react? And that pause, dear ones, is that part of the evolutionary consciousness saying, wait a minute, stop a minute. Is it really necessary to do the old programming? Is there a new program at hand that might actually be not just better for the situation, but better for you? Sometimes non-reaction is the best. Sometimes you can disarm the situation if it's somebody domestic in your home and they're giving you a bad time and you look at them and say, you know, I really love you. What are they going to say? No, you don't. Well, you can just smile. Oh, yeah, I do. And it all goes away for the moment until they come back with another approach and you can do it again. There are so many ways of taking confrontation and turning it around to compassion. This is an evolutionary aspect of the new human being reacting to that 24th pair of chromosomes growing into in your DNA like we have discussed before. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I challenge you to find it. In this very program, in the Circle of 12, we have released it, and then later in channeling, for everyone to hear, we have released this. Something is actually happening in this energy to your DNA. Something that is happening that releases the tool that would allow you to have an elevated, more mature, growing consciousness that is evolving in compassion, in kindness. But it starts with that pause that you wonder, instead of having an instant reaction, there's a pause so you can think it out just a little bit. That is what is starting to change humanity. That's an evolving process. You're going to see more of it. You're going to see more of it for yourself, for others. Dear ones, the new energy on this planet is remarkable. Remarkable. It's starting to make very significant changes in the way people treat each other. It may end wars forever. That is coming. It is sooner than you think that you might have a resolution on the planet for no more war. A resolution. That means it's resolved. It means that everyone's involved. That's a conscious decision. You don't do that anymore. There are other ways. That's already started. I think you know this. So this is our third attribute of looking at the evolution of the consciousness of humanity. And I wanted to tell you about it now, to show you it's actually taking place. I want you to practice it. The next time you are confronted in any way with a situation, something you hear from someone in front of you perhaps, or just you know about it, what can you do to change that reaction? Do you have that little pause that might say, think about it, think about it. What can you do to turn it around? And turning it around can just be how you think about it. Without anybody there, you just might hear something that somebody says, and you will then think about that in a different light, because you have that evolved consciousness that is starting to really turn the page, you might say, in human nature. Oh, you wonder why I love you so. This is special. A magic time where humans are beginning to see one another in a whole different light. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.